Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
All right, welcome to The Reasons We Smile. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Kvitko, and today I'm with Dr. Andrea Miller of Liberty Pet Hospital, and it's going to be really cool because she and I are going, well, actually, she's going to clean a cat's teeth, and I'm going to watch, and we're going to talk to her during the procedure because I thought it'd be kind of interesting for people to see just how similar it is or maybe some of the differences. Right, Dr. Miller?
Yes, that's exactly right. Thank you for having me today.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. And I was just looking at your card. This is really cool how you have the silhouette of a cat in the inside the dog.
Yeah. We tried to find a creative way to put dogs and cats together in a unique logo. So, yeah, thank you.
So you have to go on the web and go to libertypethospital.com, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's kind of the yin-yang thing, except it has the dog in the white and the cat in the black. And if you don't notice it right, if you don't think about it, you might not notice it, huh?
That's true. I think a lot of people see the dog first off, and then after the longer they look at it, they see the cat, which is cool.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to have you kind of tell me what we're doing or how this works. You have some assistants here. They're called vet techs, right?
Yes, they're registered veterinary technicians. We have Harry here today. He has a sedative on board, and he's going to get an IV catheter, and then he'll go under full anesthesia and be intubated, where he'll breathe oxygen and gas anesthesia. That's the safest way to examine a pet's mouth and get a thorough exam of the teeth and the gum line. So we'll get started here shortly.
Okay. And so that's one of the dissimilarities between human and pet, is we don't have to put our people to sleep. Although, just so you know, I have one patient who has me do IV sedation on her for her cleanings.
Oh, really? Because she's nervous?
Yes.
Aw. Yep. Unfortunately, with cats and dogs, you know, they won't open their mouth and say, ah, and we can't tell them to open wider or move their tongue. It's also could be dangerous if we start to scale off tartar and they inhale. They could get a piece of bacteria or plaque in their lungs, and that could be quite dangerous for that to happen. So that's why they really need to be under anesthesia so we can probe the gum line. And you'd be surprised. There's a lot of things I can't see on exam, but we can see once they're fully under anesthesia and we get a good look inside the mouth.
Okay, cool. So he had a sedative earlier, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, he had a sedative earlier. He has an IV catheter in his vein that allows us to give him IV fluids while he's under anesthesia to stay hydrated. And the IV catheter also allows us to easily give medications if, let's say, his blood pressure weren't good or his heart rate changed or something like that. You don't want to be fishing for a vein whenever there's an emergency, so it's a great thing to have.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I leave the IV in until I'm sure the patient is up and moving, and just in case you want to put emergency drugs in. So you put the catheter in earlier today?
Yep, about 20 minutes after he got his sedative, and he seems very relaxed, and he was a very good boy for his IV catheter today. So now he's getting an induction agent. It's a medication we give IV. It allows them to relax, their jaw muscles and tongue relax, so then the technician can put the endotracheal tube down into their trachea. That allows us to deliver pure oxygen and the anesthetic gas to keep them asleep while they're under.
Which she's doing right now. And so she's put intubating. Have to find the trachea, not the esophagus, right?
You're exactly right. And often you can see when they get the tube into the trachea that you'll see the endotracheal tube kind of mist or steam up. That helps us know, too, that not just by visualization, but also by seeing the steam in the tube that they're in the trachea from the pet exhaling, not just in the esophagus per se.
Okay. And so your vet techs are doing this. One is helping hold his mouth open, mm-hmm. just so that she can see, because he's not at a state where he would bite anybody at this moment, right? And then there we go, get it into his trachea, and now hook him up to oxygen, right?
Yeah. Exactly. So he's going to have oxygen, and she's tying the tube in. We want to make sure the tube doesn't move while he's under anesthesia. You can imagine with people, I imagine they can sit in the chair and have their mouth open wide. Our dogs and cats kind of lay on their side, either left or right side or their back, depending on how we need to position them to clean their teeth. And we want to make sure that tube doesn't move and cause any damage. So his tube's tied in place. He's getting hooked up to oxygen and anesthesia gas. And right now the girls are listening to make sure there's not a leak. There is a cuff on the tube that we can inflate to better fit each patient's size, so that way, a 9-pound cat might have a little bit bigger trachea than, say, a 7-pound cat per se. So they're listening to make sure there's no leak. That way we make sure he gets oxygen and gas properly, and we don't inhale any of that gas as well.
Right, because it can fill the room.
Yep.
So was that a lubricant that she used before putting the intubation tube in?
It was proparacaine, so that helps kind of open the airway to properly place the tube. And now she's putting a lubricant in the eyes. When pets are under anesthesia, they can't blink, so that we don't want the cornea to dry out. So we put artificial tears on their cornea, so that way it keeps the cornea moist during the procedure.
Cool. Very neat. So he looks very relaxed.
Very relaxed, pain-free, low stress, that's the goal. One of the things the girls are doing now is hooking up his ECG. When pets are here under anesthesia, their heart rhythm is monitored, their temperature, their oxygenation, their blood pressure, and then, of course, a technician will be monitoring that the whole time while the other technician cleans the teeth and polishes.
So is this capnography, or is this just EKG?
I don't have end-tidal CO2, so I don't have the carbon dioxide monitor, but I have ECG, blood pressure, pulse ox, and temperature.
That's what I have on my, yeah. And when I do my IVs, yeah. Although I'm hearing that capnography is coming.
It is, yep. It's certainly available. A lot of veterinarians do have it, but I think
it was the American Association of, the oral surgeons and the anesthesiology groups, they are both proposing that it be used all the time.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Certainly, as I think it's something we hope to get in the future. But it's very important, I think, for every pet owner to ask whenever they have anesthesia done in their pet, what monitoring is done. There's certainly standards of care where we want all of the monitoring, but not every pet hospital has that. Some might just be checking heart rate and temperature. Some might check blood pressure. Some might have oxygenation checked. There's a lot of variation. So I think it's important, if you have concerns about safety of anesthesia and feeling comfortable with your pet having anesthesia, that you ask your veterinarian, what do you do pre-anesthetic blood work? What monitoring do you have? Do you have someone monitoring? What kind of safety mechanisms you have in place for that?
So besides asking what kind they have, what should they be looking for?
I think pre-anesthetic blood work is important. The more information we have about the pet's health prior to anesthesia, the more prepared we can be for any, abnormalities. If they have high kidney or liver values, that might change the medications used for anesthesia. That might change the fluid rate. The liver breaks down a lot of drugs that the body takes in. So if the liver is a concern, we don't want to maybe be giving certain drugs. So beyond pre-anesthetic blood work, I think having one person monitor, that way you have one person cleaning teeth and one person strictly dedicated to watching the heart rate, the oxygenation, the breath, the breath rate, all of those things. So I think, let's see, if we had to pick a few things, I think ECG, that way if there's an arrhythmia, immediately.
Starts to beep at you, right?
Yes, it would start to beep. Usually the monitors have high and low rates. That way if it gets too low, there's kind of an alarm. Knowing how well they're oxygenating.
The pulse oximeter. Now, where is the pulse oximeter on his foot?
His tongue.
Oh, interesting. Yep, okay. Now, see, we don't put it on your tongue when we do your teeth. But anyway, we put it on your finger, yeah.
Yeah. I figured as much. With kitties and dogs, you can imagine some are black and white and brown, and they have fur. So the easiest way to monitor oxygenation is to have a temperature, the pulse ox probe, either on the tongue or in the rectum, interestingly enough.
Now, is she getting ready to use the ultrasonic scaler?
Yep. So she's got an ultrasonic scaler. She's checking to make sure he's not too awake, that he could bite down or catch her teeth in the process. And so now she's using an ultrasonic scaler to kind of get the tartar off his gum line. You'll see on the top right side he does have a significant amount of tartar.
Yep.
And his jaw is starting to chatter there, so that has me concerned that there might be a bit of a cat cavity along the gum line. There's also some redness and gingivitis there too.
And you would know that because he's not numb like we would. I would also numb my people who are sedated. And but you don't have to, because this is true general, and I'm doing basically deep conscious or light general.
That makes sense. Now, if I extract teeth, they do get a bupivacaine block. They do get a nerve block. But that's an interesting point. No, they don't get blocked until we know there's like a for sure tooth of concern. So we'll probably end up x-raying that tooth for Harry.
Right. And it's the same calculus that you guys get. All those people listening, you get the same calculus. It looks just like this. By the way, it can form on dentures and partials. People get it even if you don't have teeth. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Even if you don't have teeth.
Yeah, it'll form on your dentures.
Wow.
Soon we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, so you may want to remember that the logo of Liberty Pet Hospital's business card is a yin-yang type of a silhouette of a white dog and a black cat. You can feel free to go to libertypethospital.com and see what I mean. You can kind of cheat if you want. The winner will receive free flowers from Vice Number Florist. They'll be delivered to place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Before we do the question, though, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, and the question is, the logo for Liberty Pet Hospital's business card is a yin-yang type of a silhouette of what? Is it A, a white elephant and a black bear, B, a polar bear and a black skunk, or C, a white dog and a black cat? All right, the winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769, so go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kavitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kavitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kavitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kavitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
All right, we have four callers on the line. We have Linda, Erica, Kathy, and Donna.
All right, so hey, Dr. Miller, do me a favor. Would you please pick a number between 1 and 4?
3.
3 it is. Okay, let's go to caller number 3.
Number 3 would be Kathy. Are you there, Kathy?
Yes.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Do you have an answer to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day?
Yes.
What is it?
So, white dog, black cat.
Yeah, that was pretty easy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Kathy, what do you do for a living?
I'm a dental hygienist.
Oh, interesting. That's cool. You should have come and watched. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, I would have liked to.
Anyway, hey, thank you so much for listening, and stay on the line because we need to get those flowers to you from Vice-Denver, okay?
Okay, thank
and
you.
And tune in next week, too, because we're going to have a follow-up to this same show.
Oh, great. Okay.
Awesome. All right, Kathy, thank you so much. All right, if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. It's episode 411. I hadn't mentioned that earlier. Today I'm taking you on a behind-the-scenes tour, if you will, of a dental cleaning and scaling appointment under general anesthesia on a cat with Dr. Andrea Miller, owner of Liberty Pet Hospital.
And I assume cats have a parotid gland just like we do?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and interesting, a lot of people don't know, adult dogs have 42 teeth and cats have 30. A lot of owners are surprised when I say that they have that many teeth in their mouth, but they do.
Cool. So you can hear the squeaking sound, and I'm sure you've all heard this before. Maybe in the background you can hear the beeping sound of the monitor, which is monitoring his heart rate, his breathing, what percent oxygenation he's getting, and how many, and his blood pressure. Yeah. So just like we do, she's scaling each tooth, and you go for wherever the stain, wherever the calculus is built up. Oh, the little monitor just came off his tongue.
Yep, readjusting and moving around the mouth. That's always an interesting part of veterinary dentistry.
Now, we had heard that this particular cat had, we thought that maybe his teeth weren't great, but at least on the surface, they looked to be better than I thought they would be.
Hmm. Yeah, I noticed on exam that he had a lot of tartar on the upper right and left side covering the crowns of his teeth, and when the tartar covers, or I guess calculus, covers the crown of the teeth, it's hard to know what the gum lines
what's underneath,
like.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Do you find that in human dentistry as well?
I do. I can't tell the person on day one that I know where all their cavities are, because until I clean their teeth, and for something like this, we would want to numb them.
Sure.
If it's this bad, you know? So I tell them, this is what I know, and then once I take that off, you might have a cavity. You could have recession and require a gum graft, gingival connective tissue graft.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't like it when we have to do that, because people like to know, and they want a quote, and I can't give them a quote till I know what's going on in there. You have the same issue?
I have the exact same issue, understandably so. You know, dental cleanings have cost, and blood work has cost. And so when we look in a pet's mouth, owners want to know, gosh, how many questionable teeth are there? How much do you think it will cost? And you really don't know until you get a pet under anesthesia. Sometimes I can see a fractured tooth, and I know it needs to be extracted. But there are often surprises under anesthesia. So I kind of approach it the same way and say, I think this tooth is a concern. I usually recommend starting with some x-rays to see how things look below the gum line, because that gives us the best picture, and then call the owner and say, okay, we have this number of teeth, this is about what we're looking at, and then we do whatever the owner can do that day.
Okay, that's neat. And we have to take good care of our pet's teeth as well as their body, because we know there's a connection between oral disease and the overall body, right?
Absolutely. A lot of pets that have signs of dental disease can often have, other signs of illness in their kidneys, liver, heart, other parts of the body. So if they have unhealthy mouths, there certainly can be, concerns elsewhere.
And then if you lose teeth, it becomes more difficult to chew, and you wind up eating foods that maybe aren't the healthiest diet for us. You maybe can't eat fruits and vegetables like you used to, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. That certainly makes sense. And I think in veterinary medicine, cats and dogs hide oral pain, quite well. A lot of owners will say, gosh, they eat really well. And I believe them. I can see a lot of pets in America are overweight. But when I lift the lip and look at the gum line, I can tell that they've got signs of, periodontal disease. So, if owners can start when their puppies and kittens brushing their teeth, introducing them to pet toothpaste, there's nothing better than brushing, to be honest. You just want to make sure you use a veterinary or pet-friendly toothpaste that doesn't have fluoride in it, no high foaming agents or abrasives like humans would tolerate, so.
Okay. Now, I'm trying to see. This is Courtney. Courtney is doing the scaling, and she now has a periodontal probe, exactly like I use, and she's checking the depths, the periodontal pocket depths, just like we do in you folks, and to look for pockets, because if there's anything greater than in a human, it's 3. What millimeters are you looking for in
a
cat?
We're looking at 0.5 to 1 millimeter in a kitty.
I noticed that it wasn't going in very far, so 0.5 to 1 is considered healthy. And then anything greater than that would be a sign of either gingivitis or periodontal disease. Did you find one?
He chattered when he started chattering his jaw whenever she was probing that lower left premolar.
Which means he kind of felt it, but he won't remember he felt it.
You're exactly right. That's a very good way of saying it. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. If it, you've heard the thing, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody heard it, did it make a sound, right?
Yes, I have. It's a funny thing.
That's and I have no idea what the real answer is.
That's so funny.
So, okay, so you have two techs working on him at all times. One is doing monitoring. She's making notes. She's making readings every so many minutes.
Every Every 5 minutes we record the readings. That way we can watch for trends. If the heart rate lessens, the blood pressure lessens, something like that, that could indicate the pet's getting too deep and we need to lighten things up.
Okay, hear this sound. That's the polisher using the Prophy paste. Prophylaxis is where it comes from. And you've all heard that sound too, but you didn't know your kitties and your dogs did the same thing. Is this like chicken flavored?
Mint flavored.
It's mint flavored.
Yep, it's mint flavor, believe it or not.
You don't have chicken and beef?
You know, we do in toothpaste, but not in the Prophy paste cups. I don't know. I think they come in mint and cinnamon, and I feel like pets would probably like mint more than cinnamon, so.
Okay. So she's polishing all of the teeth. So we scale the teeth first, and then we polish them just like we do for you guys, and your pets get the same thing because you can't get the tartar or the calculus off with the toothpaste, but you need to polish because you can. There's like little scratch marks and stuff in the stain and whatnot. And hopefully your kitty doesn't smoke because then they'll have stain on their teeth.
Yes, hopefully not.
So how long would you normally, do you consider this procedure usually takes?
I'd say most cats, 15, 20 minutes to clean tartar off. But remember with dogs, we have Chihuahuas to Great Danes. So cleaning bigger teeth and a bigger mouth will take longer. But I would say most cat dentals, 20 minutes. And then dog dentals, maybe 30 to 40. Extractions are additional, of course.
Okay.
We'll be right back with more of The Reasons We Smile and Dr. Andrea Miller of Liberty Pet Hospital after the break.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains. But with us, you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call us 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko & Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko & Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko & Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588. Or online at drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses? Going down for real.
So how long would you normally, do you consider this procedure usually takes?
I'd say most cats, 15, 20 minutes to clean tartar off. But remember with dogs, we have Chihuahuas to Great Danes. So cleaning bigger teeth and a bigger mouth will take longer. But I would say most cat dentals, 20 minutes. And then dog dentals, maybe 30 to 40. Extractions are additional, of course.
Okay. All right. So what you're finding is you think he might have some decay going on?
Some depth in the pockets that Courtney was probing. He probably has some cat cavities along the gum line. So once we're all done and we have an idea of how many questionable teeth there are and what areas, we'll start x-raying. Full mouth x-rays are ideal. That's best medicine to that way know how everything looks, not just the ones that probe abnormally.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I say that all the time in the office and on the radio show. Did you guys hear that? Full mouth x-rays are?
Standard of care.
And the best way.
Yeah, it truly is the best way to get a look at everything. Because there's a lot of times you get surprises. The tooth looks great. The crown looks great above the gum line. And boy, you get an x-ray and you would never have guessed for there to be a lucency in the bone or a little pocket or something that you just can't see otherwise.
The other day, I think it was last week, I walked into the room and I'm looking at the x-ray, which is up on a TV screen. And the first thing I said to the woman was, you have a tooth in your nose.
Wow.
Really? She had an impact, like a supernumerary tooth, but it was in her nasal sinus.
How did that happen? It just didn't erupt, or?
No, it was supernumerary, which means it was an extra one, and it's just kind of like You know how in the embryologic stage we have the branchial arches and the branchial clefts? Well, one cell drops to the, supposed to be on a branchial arch, maybe drops to the other one, or it winds up on the wrong side and it grows where it wasn't supposed to grow.
Wow.
Just like a teratoma or something in a foot that has teeth in it.
Very interesting. Yeah. I can't say I've ever x-rayed a pet's mouth and found a tooth in the sinus cavity. I found additional teeth, like you're talking, you know, retained deciduous, retained primary teeth, but that's very interesting.
Yeah, and then if you have even impacted teeth, people say, well, nothing's bothering me. But if you leave those and you don't do anything with them, they can become cystic. And I have an x-ray in my office that a patient that I was working with when I first met, and they had an impacted wisdom tooth that had this cyst that grew to be about the size of a human kidney almost. It took away their whole jawbone on one left side. They lost one side of their jawbone because of it, and they didn't even know it was there.
And when you say impacted, you mean a tooth that is not visible to the human, that it's under the gum line?
Well, yeah, there's impacted and there's unerupted. So Okay. Impacted is one that is sideways. We know it's never going to come in on its own.
Okay.
And unerupted is one that just hasn't erupted yet.
Got it. Okay. I have seen some unerupted teeth in pets. There was one dental that comes to mind a few years ago. A dog was missing its lower right canine tooth, the big fang. And the owner said, I don't know. I never saw it fall out. So what did we do? We took an x-ray. And wouldn't you know, it was laying on the bottom of the, like under the tongue, under the soft tissue, and had never erupted.
Okay.
And so similar in that I recommended we extract it to prevent any cystic formation or a problem, but financially the owner couldn't afford it, so we decided to monitor it every year at the dental cleaning. So.
Oh, okay.
So yes, it is recommended that if they're unerupted and sitting in there that we probably should extract them too.
Now, you don't just specialize in dental care for pets. You do full service here. But what percentage of your practice would you say is dental care?
Gosh, I would say at least 25%. I think, you know, we're lucky in the Powell area and surrounding Columbus area. You know, a lot of pet owners take dental care seriously and they understand the importance. And so we're cleaning teeth almost daily here on dogs and cats. So it's really great. It's probably one of my areas of interest.
Is it really? Yeah. Okay, because say that again.
I really enjoy cleaning teeth and extracting teeth. It's one of my favorite parts of veterinary medicine, yeah.
That's cool. I really enjoy it too.
Yeah, cool. And that brings up a good point when talking about x-rays. When you were saying what should pet owners look for when they're asking a veterinarian about dental care, I think ask if they have dental x-ray. I realize it's not affordable for every veterinarian maybe, and maybe not every practice has it, but I think it's quite difficult to practice high quality dental care and not have x-rays. If you don't know what the roots look like, if you don't know what the jaw looks like, you could fracture something, you know, just doing what you're trying to do and extract the tooth, but I think dental x-rays are also standard of care now, you know.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and that's the x-ray unit there, right? Yeah. It's just like one that I might have. Mm-hmm. And you're using digital, correct?
Yes, yeah, so digital dental x-ray, it captures on a little plate and goes right to our laptop, mm-hmm. and then we can email or print x-rays for owners if they'd like to see.
Right, just like we've been doing since about the year 2000. I think I went digital about 2001.
Cool. Yeah, I opened in May and I thought I could use digital, I could use film, but why not just get state-of-the-art since we're open, just jump in and do it right the first time. You
right,
know?
Definitely. So she's rinsing his mouth and rinsing out the basically remnants of the calculus that are gathered on the tongue and whatnot, and the toothpaste. And it's mint, huh? Gonna always want mint?
He might. I guess we'll see.
Now it's time for x-rays. Looks like the lower cusp, his lower left cusp.
In people, but in veterinary medicine, we number the teeth in a four-quadrant pattern.
Okay.
In the upper right, we start at 100, upper left 200, bottom left 300, and lower right 400. So we count the teeth in that manner, I guess.
Okay. So this would be the 200 quadrant, his upper left.
Yeah. So looks like, what, 209? Seems to have some pocketing, 208. Can you probe any bifurcations there, Courtney, or no?
No.
Okay, but he is chattering, so we'll have to x-ray that area. Oh, yep, that canine's sensitive.
So he started to move a little bit, so they knew he was sensitive.
Okay, so that's 109 as well.
Okay, so tell me, if somebody wanted to become a patient here, or rather bring their pet here, I guess you don't take humans, right?
You're right, yeah.
Okay, if somebody wanted to bring their pet here, how do they find you? What's the phone number? What's the website? What do they do?
Good question. Our phone number is 614-568-PAWS. So again, 614-568-7297. Our website is libertypethospital.com. And you can call and schedule an appointment. You can email us from our website to schedule an appointment. Whatever you'd like to do, we're happy to see you and your pet.
Okay, and PAWS is PAWS, not PAUSE, right?
Yes, exactly, PAWS, yeah, yep.
So say the phone number again.
614-568-7297.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have today. Next week, we're going to have Dr. Andrea Miller back, and we're going to continue this appointment. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter and visit my office Facebook page, Dr. Kvitko and Associates. And like us, be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
before we leave. Let me tell y'all a little something before we leave. Let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.